For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Behind a secure door, we take a tour. A staff member leads the way.
Back here we have our surgical suite, our CT scanner room, medical lab, and also the life support system.
The life support system hums, with pumps providing oxygen to 17 patients now in recovery. Their private rooms quiet, except for the flow of filtering water. And an occasional splash. This is the Sea Turtle Hospital at the South Carolina Aquarium. A giant loggerhead comes up from his tank for a breath. Since its opening nearly 20 years ago, the aquarium has treated and released more than 200 turtles, dozens because of trash. Kelly Thorvaldsen remembers the first, a young green sea turtle, emaciated, dehydrated, and constipated, its belly full of plastic.
We saw bubble wrap. We saw the type of plastics that look like single-use plastic bags, brush bristles. There was, you know, like a little Band-Aid type of material. So
it was a turning point for the now conservation manager, who's watched the number of plastic patients grow. Worldwide, it's estimated millions of marine animals, including seabirds, are killed each year by plastic trash. Bags, bottles, straws, their durability makes them deadly. So light, they float and are easily scattered by the wind. To a turtle, that convenient plastic grocery bag looks a lot like a delicious jellyfish.
As we saw this increase in turtles coming in with plastics, we decided that we needed to get out in front of the problem. We can't just sit back and keep triaging this issue.
So the aquarium started tracking trash with an app anyone can download.
It's really powerful to know what's there, what is trashing our communities. And
Linda Rowe volunteers.
70, 80, 90, 105.
Calculating the collections of a man who picks up so much beachside trash.
Piece of food wrapper.
He needs a helper.
Yeah.
I think we ought to walk the tide line today.
Okay.
Howard Hogue is hard to miss. Dressed in red with a long white beard, he's well known on the Isle of Palms.
Good to see you.
This is my beach Santa.
The 68-year-old beach Santa fills his naughty bucket with every kind of imaginable trash.
Got a plastic straw, piece of fiberglass insulation. It's a balloon.
Linda makes a list, checking it twice.
Christmas decorations.
She'll add the information to the aquarium's app, which has tracked 360,000 pieces of trash since 2016. Nearly 70% was plastic.
Zip tie. Now that zip tie is dangerous because it's a full circle. If that got into the water system, something could swim through it, and it would be very detrimental.
On this beach, the team has found hundreds of discarded plastic toys, buckets, shovels, nets, all potential death traps for wildlife.
Two more cigarettes.
Also picked up by the thousands, cigarette butts. They too contain plastic and toxic chemicals.
Definitely, all the plastic stuff is of concern, really, because that stuff's never, it's going to be in the environment for years and years. It's just going to get smaller and be eaten by smaller and smaller members of the food chain.
That includes the food, the fish we eat. The plastic we hold, sometimes just for seconds, can have a lifetime of consequences. In fact, scientists estimate in 30 years, by weight, there may be more plastic in the ocean than fish. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.